Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, I mean, it's not a bad place to fall asleep. If you're going to fall asleep drunk in your car somewhere, why not a Popeyes? I mean, that's what this one dude thought. It was in Port St. Lucie. A man's late night food run ended up with jail time instead of some Popeyes chicken. I mean, they do have some good chicken. Officers say his name is Love Floreal.
Okay.
No, it's not. Passed out behind the wheel in the Popeyes drive-thru while the restaurant was closed. Now, the car was still running and in drive, open liquor containers and drugs all in plain view. Apparently, Mr. Floreal, not to be confused with L'Oreal, Mr. Love Floreal, was coming from a night out. He's wearing a club wristband. He was arrested and taken to St. Lucie jail, where he's charged with a DUI in possession. So, I mean, maybe he's just waiting for them to open. You know, I'm just going to pull up and have a little nap, wait for them to open, you know, get me chicken and a biscuit. I don't know, maybe. Just saying. Apparently, Rockstar changed one of their GTA 6 characters after a Florida man wanted money. Gosh, this is like so perfect. Grand Theft Auto fans are convinced that one of the characters in GTA 6 was changed after Rockstar Games got called out for money over likeness. I don't even know because I don't play this game at all. I've never allowed my kids to play it. I'm like, no, we're not. If you're going to shoot baddies in the face, that's one thing. But you're not going to get to play as a gangbanger with a prostitute. Not going to happen. But they had, like, fans have been really, like, obsessing over trailers and screenshots. And they think that there's one character that's based on this TikToker. And the guy said that he used his, like, that Rockstar used his likeness and wanted to get paid. And it looks like they took him out of it. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this very weird second hour. So, as you know, Kane and I both come from the illustrious city known, Kane, as St. Louis.
Yes, ma'am.
Not St. Louis.
Nope.
That's just in a song. St. Louis. St. Louis gets a lot of tornadoes, or, as my late grandmother would say, tornadoes. Sounds really similar to tomatoes now that I'm thinking about it. But anyway, also delicious. But they had a lot of storms and a lot of people are cleaning up. And I mean, some towns have been really just ransacked. I think, there's a town in Iron County, Missouri, Dozark, Missouri, which was obliterated by not this last tornado, but the one before that. And I think they got some fallout from this last one, too. So a lot of storm damage, a lot of recovery, a lot of destruction. Well, then there was this story that came out because there were a lot of questions as to, you know, preparedness and response, right? Very important. You know, there's a reason why you got tornado sirens and alerts and things like that. Like, for instance, the town that I live in, they send you out text messages with inclement weather, a lot of them. Sometimes you don't need to send out that many, but I digress. Well, something bad happened in St. Louis, and it had to do with this very DEI-ish commissioner. Five people were killed in these tornadoes that happened last week. And the DEI commissioner of the City Emergency Management Agency and her staff, they were at a workshop, and they just totally forgot to activate the tornado sirens. Oh, sorry. The commissioner uses they-them pronouns. Yeah, they just got thrown out on their they-thems because they didn't press the button alerting everyone that there was a tornado, which you have to be near a button to press to tell everybody, hey, there's a tornado. We don't have the technology to do it like remotely, but anyway. So I wanted to, that's what happened. After the devastating storm, the emergency management director, they-them, Sarah, they-them, Russell, they-them, failed to activate the tornado sirens. And residents had no idea Whiskey Tango Foxtrot was happening. Now, they placed they, them, Sarah, on paid administrative leave.
Vacation.
I know. That sounds like vacation. More time for her to go to Texas Outback or Outback Steakhouse or Texas Roadhouse or whatever. Here's the audio. Audio somebody 27. Here's some audio on this. Listen.
The SEMA office is very small, and the majority of the time we work closer to business hours unless the need arises, such as what we're doing now, or special events. A lot of that work takes us out into the community, so we aren't necessarily in our office space at all times. We do have a very small staff. I have received reports of people that did hear it. I've heard from a lot of people that said they haven't heard it.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
So,
it is ma'am.
The SEMA director was placed on paid administrative leave. And in a statement, the mayor, Kara Spencer, said that SEMA, quote, failed to alert the public to dangers. Let me see. Your agency is called, checks notes, City Emergency Management Agency. So you manage emergencies as an agency for the city. It's pretty self-explanatory. You have one job. Uno jobs. One. Kane. Uno jobs. Unjobs. That's all you have. And she couldn't do that. She couldn't hit the button because they were at a workshop. I mean, in St. Louis, it's a little bit different from Texas. Texas, you'll be outside, it's a sunny day, and all of a sudden the fates conspire to kill you out of nowhere. Big clouds roll in before you can run screaming to your car. And raindrops as big as animals just pelt you to death. And in St. Louis, you can see it coming from a mile away. It is a buildup. It doesn't really come out of nowhere. Born and raised there, it doesn't really come out of nowhere. I mean, you see it coming. And you have, you know, have time to at least think, at least, maybe we should activate that good old emergency management system as a part of the checks notes, City Emergency Management Agency. And they, them, Sarah, didn't do that. So people were not alerted to the public danger. Now, that's your one job that you have. So they were placed on leave. And they said that they're launching an internal investigation into the actions of Sarah, they, them, Sarah, her, on the day of the tornado. Because the sirens, they did not sound as a tornado busted up major parts of St. Louis. There was no siren. None. You have one job. She was at a workshop. So Russell contacted the fire department to activate the sirens later, but apparently the unclear communication, nobody really, you have to do all of that. There's not like, you have a life alert button. You can fall down somewhere and life alert and people will come get you. You don't have nothing like that for a tornado. In places like St. Louis in the spring, you basically have to wear one to just, oh, there's a tornado. I mean, it's like that. There's so many. When I was a little kid, I was in a tornado. I've been near a tornado once and in a tornado once. And it hit our daycare. And I watched. So we had giant concrete tubes that you, as a kid, I could stand up and an adult would have to crouch down. But the tornado rolled those things. I've never seen anything like, it didn't bother the chain link fence for the playground, but it rolled the concrete tubes that we would literally roll and play. I've never seen anything like that happen in my life. Crazy. And then another time, when I had just had my second son, there was a tornado that came through, and we lived in rural near outside of Festus. And I saw a tornado from my backyard. I saw the funnel cloud from my backyard, and we all had to go get in the basement. And I had to break open my collectible Mace Windu figurine to keep my oldest son from crying his head off. Never got over that loss, but remind him of it frequently. But it worked. Why was there any kind of ambiguity? That's one of the things that they cited. There was ambiguity in the directive to act. Kane, let's play a game.
All right.
Okay, you're a fire department.
Yeah.
I'm the they, them, city, whatever management emergency person.
That authorizes these warnings.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Bring, bring, bring.
Fire department.
I think there's a tornado. Can you press the button?
Will do.
Thanks.
And
ta-da!
Scene.
And scene. That's how it works. You know this person.
I do, actually.
You got a photo with they, them, they, her.
Yeah, years of doing radio, did 28 years of radio in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. You do these emergency preparedness segments mm-hmm. on occasion. And we brought her in every year for the St. Louis Emergency Management Preparedness Messaging
mm-hmm.
that they're, you know, to do.
Did you
annually.
Find her competent?
I didn't find her incompetent. I don't, you know,
it looks like you
stage,
have a picture with a small boy.
Yeah, she's short. I mean, I'm tall, but she's short.
It's like a tiny, small boy short.
I see what you're doing.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, I didn't particularly find anything incompetent about her at that point. I mean, these are some major mistakes. This is kind
you
of a job that
there's five people dead.
No, for sure. And this is something that she's going to definitely have to answer for. Like, I don't know how you get on paid administrative leave after this, but
especially when you're a DEI hire.
Right.
Like they put Kane is with this small child. Juan's throwing the photo up.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh, that,
yes,
oh, hey,
there's
play.
Five people dead and you can't do. But they send out all of this other pride stuff all the time.
That's 2015 right there.
So they send out all this pride stuff all the time. So I sent you, yeah, you guys have, it says prepare with pride. And they're talking about, I guess when you go out for 4th of July or something like that. And it says prepare with pride, hydrate during the festival. We're like, wait, like what does that have to do with, why does it have to be like a pride thing with the trans stuff on there? Why does that have to, I don't know. Like, it just seems like there's a lot more emphasis placed on like, this is how we have sex and we have to make sure it's incorporated even in how we hydrate. Hydrate with how we have sex. Make sure you stay hydrated.
I think like a lot of that was just an effort to make you know, the agency itself seem, you know,
I mean,
like
why is
needed.
It? Why do you have to have this DEI stuff? Like, does the tornado button get pressed less if it's a straight person as opposed to someone who's they, them?
Apparently not.
I just, like, what is it? Does it, if I don't care what your intersectionality BS whatever is,
right,
unless it means you can press that button faster. If somehow being a they, them gives you like a speed buff, then fine. Whatever. This isn't damn Dark Tide. This is not like, oh, let's see, I got a blessing now on my weapon. I get to have this, you know, endurance buff, and I have, you know, stamina buff, and ooh, I got a boost in armor. This is like, that is not how this works. They act like they're add-ons that like improve somehow function, and instead it doesn't. It doesn't at all. It ignores so many times we have seen well-qualified people get ignored because they didn't check an intersectionality box. Well, yes, sir, we see that you're you literally lasso tornadoes single-handedly and submit them. You're applying for this emergency management position, but how do you have sex, though? I'm sorry, you don't have sex the right way, so you're disqualified. We're going to go with this young they-them over here instead, who can't press a damn button to warn people that there's a tornado barreling down the highway towards them to kill them all.
And mind you, it's not just about pressing a button. Like, let's say she's out and about like she was. You can call the fire department. And they'll activate the sirens.
I feel like they're trying to blame the fire department.
It could.
I mean, it's not like, wow, the weather's sunny today. We're going to go out to a workshop. That's not how St. Louis weather has ever worked on God's green earth ever.
No, you're absolutely
in the history
right.
of humankind, in the history of dino kind. It's never worked that way, ever. You know, it's bad weather. It's going to be a bad day when you wake up. You know it because the weather's going to just blow. It's going to be horrible. Let's go to a workshop. I'm going to get a, I mean, I also, can we talk about why do you have to be physically near a button?
Right. Well, St. Louis did put a statement out. They said moving forward that they'll explicitly.
Now that these five people are dead.
The city policy now will explicitly be the department, the fire department issue the warnings.
Five people had to die so they could remember who could issue what warnings. Bang up job, guys.
Man, that's rough.
Well, yeah.
Man.
Not as rough as finding five dead bodies in the rubble of a tornado
no,
that they weren't worried about.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around this. This is insane. This is insane. Somebody in the chat goes, now the new pronouns now are has been. Yeah. That's right. They got thrown out on their they thems. Yeah. Now it's a has been. Good heavens. So they suspended this. And I mean, the devastation is just crazy. I don't know. They were like, oh, there's a breakdown in communication. How in the hell is there a breakdown in communication on this? Wow, what's that big funnel in the sky? It's a tornado. Sound the alarm. How do you get that wrong? It's not like there's a lot of steps. It's not like the Hadron Collider. You're not running anything crazy.
This particular agency didn't have a lot to do at all. And the thing was, the bar was so low for what you had to do that nothing was required of you until it was, right. And then you failed.
Right. You have one job. So. One job. One job. That's it. That's it. I'm so done with this stuff. I mean, clearly this broad, they, is, I don't care about your stupid pronouns. Just do your job. Do your damn job. Unless, again, any of your cosplaying gives you a buff of speed or, anything else. No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Stop it. So, and an aside to this, how weird is it that we actually think about that when you're hiring for diversity? Well, wait a minute. How do you have sex? And the manner in which you get it on, how does that help you do your job of pushing buttons during emergency weather systems? I'm not kidding you. That's literally it. You're like, Dana, that sounds absurd. Yes, because it is absurd. The whole damn thing is absurd. You are so correct. Just do the job. Just do it. I'm done. All right. We have more on the way. So we roll towards Florida. Maybe Florida man will say, you know what? Florida man would have pressed the button. Probably with a gator, but he would have pressed the button. Maybe he would have had him left a meth fingerprint behind. He'd have pressed the button. So let's be real. Medical freedom isn't just a catchphrase. It's your right. Your health decisions belong to you and not the government, not Big Pharma, and definitely not some unelected bureaucrat. So that's why I'm all in on what All Family Pharmacy is doing. They're putting medical power back where it belongs, and that's in the hands of you, Americans. Through the end of June, they're making it even easier to take back control, because when you control your health, you protect your family, your future, and your freedom. Get 20% off site-wide. No insurance, no problem. No insurance needed, and licensed doctors in all 50 states. You'll also receive fast shipping straight to your doorstep. This isn't just about convenience. It's also about freedom. You can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You can get methylene blue, emergency kits, antibiotics, whatever you need to be prepared, proactive, and protected. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use promo code Dana20 to get 20% off your order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana20. Don't wait for permission. Own your health and take your freedom seriously.
There are parts, and then there are B-Pro Auto Parts. Parts built for every vehicle. Parts built to fit and function. Parts that are refining how we drive and redefining the category. Because every vehicle is a sum of its parts. So do yourself a favor and put B-Pro Auto Parts on the vehicles you service. Parts now, parts into the future. Welcome to the new aftermarket.
Hamas releases its last American hostage just hours before Trump's trip to the Middle East. Lefties in the media now insist they didn't hide Joe Biden's decline. It was their sources who lied. And Homeland Security is investigating whether Los Angeles County gave our Social Security benefits to illegals. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently a daughter was charged with assault in a fork attack. It's a fork attack, everybody. She attacked her mother, and it was in Canyon County. 3 felony counts related to domestic violence. Where's the wooden spoon? Because I feel like wooden spoon beats fork all day long. Wielded properly, wooden spoon may be the most dangerous weapon in a human's arsenal. And if you disagree, then you were never disciplined as a child, ever disciplined as a child. So anyway, this person's getting they're going to court, and they've been arraigned. So 35 years old, and you're trying to stab your mom with a fork. What's the matter with you? What's the matter? You didn't get the wooden spoon enough. An activist sat 80 feet up in a tree near Port Angeles for 2 weeks. For what? We don't know. Well, I mean, we do, but no. It's something to do with the trees. It's the Olympic Forest Defender Network of Conservationists, and this dude lived two-thirds up a fir tree. What an address. Yes, can you send that to two-thirds up the fir tree in Port Angeles? Protesting the sale of a swath of forest by the Washington Department of Natural Resources. They call it apparently a legacy forest, blah, blah, blah. They're protecting the trees. They said it doesn't make financial sense. I don't know, but I'm just, I wouldn't camp in a tree. No, I toss and turn.
Did he bring 2 weeks of food and diapers? Like, what did he do?
Well, I mean, I guess you could just hang over the side and, you know.
Oh, come on.
Pray and spray. I don't know. Like, I'm just assuming.
No, I'm sorry. I even asked.
Well, you did ask a question, Kane, and I did, in all of my knowledge, answer your question to the best of my ability. I'm sorry that it made you uncomfortable.
I'm both
over there.
Thankful and sorry.
Mm-hmm. A bearded dragon saved its owner from a house fire.
What?
I've heard of some things before. I kind of want to call shenanigans. So, a bearded dragon, apparently his name's Spike, he woke up his owner Donald from a nap because he jumped on his face, insisting that he wake up. Now, I would just think that this is shenanigans from a lizard. Donald opened his eyes and saw his bathroom was on fire. He extinguished the flames before they spread to the rest of the home. He apparently slept through the smoke alarms, but not through his bearded dragon jumping on his face. Do you think that that's what the lizard was doing? Or was the lizard like, I hate you and I'm going to try to suffocate you to the best of my ability?
I'd like to believe it's true.
I mean, now he's got salmonella all over his face. That's my first thought.
But he's alive!
I'd be like, ew!
And just,
a man was attacked by a swarm of bees, and it killed him. This is horrible. He was in Eastland, Texas, mowing the lawn, and apparently he made a hive quite angry. It's so sad. He was, again, mowing the lawn. Officer did finally pull up to the scene. They said that around, they had reports of a collision, and it caused all kinds of stuff. The guy was being swarmed by bees. Because it all had to do with this guy mowing the lawn, going over a hive. His face swelled up. He could hardly see. It was just anaphylactic. It killed him. So sad. So sad. We have more in store. Stay with folks over at Kel-Tec. They have this. I mean, they have different versions of the fold in half carbine. But now you have it chambered and all kinds of stuff, including brand new 10 millimeter. And everything made right here in the U.S. of A. All American parts, all American labor, and all American ingenuity. Single twist and fold motion of the rotating forend folds this quickly in half, optics and all. You don't have to detach anything. And just as quickly, it deploys, zeroed, and ready to rock. It folds down to 16 and a half inches for easy storage and transport. Takes Glock mags. You got a reliable blowback design, ensuring ease of maintenance and consistent performance. A 5-pound trigger pull for greater accuracy. Internal buffer for softer recoil, rails up top for accessories, M-lock integrated. It's ideal for home defense, backpacking, and camping, as well as law enforcement, school, church. I mean, whatever it is you need it for, it's ready. And they have great, like I said, great innovative designs, and they stand behind everything that they make. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I really sticked out when he said, having a mentor we can go to and ask for advice without feeling embarrassed or without feeling proud of asking for help. Because nowadays, sometimes we can feel like if we don't know something, we are dumb or we just are not putting our whole strength and everything in school. So asking for help without feeling proud of it or embarrassed is something that we need to learn.
I love that you were so aware that you picked up on that. I think I was probably in my 30s before I accepted that kind of...
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Can we go back to this one thing that we had in headlines real quick? This is Audio Soundbite 20. Juan showed you some of this. I need to have a conversation about... the standing airplane seats. Are they trying to get people to go all falling down with Michael Douglas in the sky?
This will do it.
So budget airlines are considering launching these controversial I'm looking at the name of Skyrider 2.0 standing seats. Yeah. And I don't know what the ticket price would be. They are being introduced by a manufacturer. They want to increase passenger capacity by 20%. And they unveiled it at the Aircraft Interiors Expo several years ago. And they said it's an innovative seat. It allows an ultra-high density in the aircraft cabin. And it opens up the traveling experience to a wider passenger market. Okay, Kane?
Yeah.
And I know Juan has the video of how I watched this guy struggle with a bag in there. You, okay, so if I'm flying, I do work typically, unless it's on vacation. And I don't know this guy, if you're watching this, the simulcast.
God, no.
How in the world do you even open your laptop or anything to you work don't. In that?
You don't. How do you uncompress your spine? You don't.
Next, they're going to be, we're strapping passengers to the wings to increase our capacity and open up a whole new market of passenger class. Yes, you're going to get buckled and you got to hold onto your suitcase tight. We're going to strap you to the wing.
Mm-hmm. Wing straps are only $10 with budget airlines.
With budget airlines. And you get extra leg room if you're strapped onto the wings. Fresh air, no drinks or bathroom, but you won't notice because you'll probably defecate your britches before we even leave the ground. It looks like hell. I think I don't like being enclosed in small spaces, and I think I would riot. I think I would immediately...
I barely want to be on a plane when I'm seated comfortably.
It's like you're sitting on the banana. Uh-huh.
Even if I'm seated comfortably, I hate being on the plane. Like, this is what... Do I want now two additional people closer to me? No.
And people are weird on planes. I mean, this fellow can't even get in. He's Look trying to him. Squeeze himself in. I love it. You know that when they unveiled us at the expo, they were like, okay, Bob, why don't you just slide in there? And let's see if you can get all, situated. And he's, they were trying to show how easy and nice these seats were. And that guy was on the struggle bus, like instantly trying to wedge himself in there. Now, the first chick, there's nobody in front of her, so she can sit in it fine. Her legs are even extended out further than this guy. Look at this guy. He can't even get in the seat. He's struggling to even get in the seat. He can't even get in it.
I thought we were moving in the direction where...
No, Kane,
we're
need
not. Bigger seats because... You remember those people that with the large bottoms that they're just huge butts and they have to buy two seats?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that's the direction we were moving. What is this?
What happens if you're one of those individuals?
Oh, you need that damn whole row
and
the one in front of you.
Yeah, and you're trying to like get, and then what happens then? Because are they going to have to come? I'm going to pull up this. What happens then if that's you? Then what happens? And you're sitting next to someone that they can't in a like a normal seat, they would take a couple of the seats. I can't even believe that this is a thing that we're all considering. So, I mean, I don't know. In Turkey, it might not be a problem. Did you hear what they're doing in Turkey?
Uh-oh, what?
So, overweight people are publicly weighed in order to slim down under new rules in Turkey. And they have inspectors patrolling public spaces.
Wait a minute. Is that what this is? Without actually weighing people? Without actually weighing people, they
sell these.
Well,
this isn't in Turkey. This is a separate story.
No, I know. But think about that. This is what they're doing. Instead of weighing you, they're making these tiny seats that make it impossible. So you look at them, you're like, well, I can't go in there. I'm too big for that.
Yeah.
Boom. Now fat people aren't flying.
They rolled out a nationwide plan to stop and weigh people in public with inspectors telling them to slim down if they're found to be overweight. Health workers in Turkey have been deployed across each of the country's 81 regions with weighing scales and tape measures as the drive to assess 10 million people by July 10 is underway. Passersby are stopped by medical examiners for spot body mass index checks. What if you don't want to do it, though? I don't think that's probably going to be an option for you to not do it. But they said, yeah, they're told to go to a dietitian or whatever, and then they have to lose weight. But yeah, they're in shopping malls, they're out in the streets, There are people who've been posting pictures all around Turkey, shown that they're being guided onto weighing scales, having their height measured and then their weight calculated. And they're told to slim up. And they go, well, like drivers are warned of speeding traps. You know, they're warning people about being overweight. Can you imagine? It's an anti-obesity campaign that officials describe as a national fight. And they're running it under the tagline, know your weight and live healthy. It started on May 10th, and they're going to survey 1 in 8 Turks. Anybody with a BMI over 25 are referred to a state-run family health center and a healthy life center where they get nutritional counseling and follow-up services. Now, the Turks are mad. They are saying that this is the government being out of touch with the daily realities of soaring food prices and wage stagnation and the impact this has on healthy eating, et cetera, et cetera. And the Erdogan government has been criticized because they're like, it's super public. They're weighing everybody in public. They're like fat shaming you in public. Now, I'm all about being healthy, and I don't like the whole body positivity campaign that celebrates morbid obesity. But I also think I don't like the government walking around at all, like saying, hey, get up here, Sally, on this scale, and we're going to weigh you. Tammy, Karen, Yamish, get up here on this scale, and we're going to weigh you. And then everybody sees it. Now, the World Health Organization, if whatever you want, however you want to take this, they estimated that 30% of people in Turkey are obese. And so they said that, that's how they're going to, they think this is going to work. How would that work in the United States? I would imagine somebody's scale would get broken. If somebody tried doing that, I think I would knock the scale out of their hands and like, get away from me. No, you can't because of HIPAA. I mean, there's no way you could do something like
but
that.
But I'm totally less bothered by weighing people before they get on the plane than those damn seats you first were
showing.
Oh,
Kane's not over the seats.
No, I'm not.
Well, they don't weigh you before you get on the plane. This is a whole other planet.
No,
Turkey,
I know that. But there's no possible way that I could ever, ever think of flying on a plane like that. There's no, like, think about it. Now you're fitting how many more people in the plane? 20, 30,
Kane's
40?
Very upset by those.
So now we have an issue of a weight problem. We have now more people in the plane. Now I'm concerned about...
How many times have you heard, too, where they have to adjust the weight of the plane?
Yeah.
And they ask people to get off. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're only asking like 4 or 5 people to get off. So you're telling me whether or not this thing sinks or flies, or falls out of the sky or not, is dependent upon 4 people being on this plane. Makes me worried.
Physics is still a thing.
Oh, a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah, physics is the thing that bothers me. So I don't know. But they said that one of the things that the Turkish people were hitting back at is they were saying that a lot of the professional athletes they have technically qualify as overweight based solely on their BMI because they have much more muscle mass, which weighs proportionally more than fat, which is true. Right. Is that so? Yeah, they wouldn't be taking that into consideration, would they? So, do you see how stupid these a government-run program like this is? It's so dumb.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.